The Gemara in Yuma on Daf Pei Daled talks about someone who has been by a crazy dog, a mad dog. So the Gemara talks about eating from that dog's liver as a cure. The issue is we know dog's meat isn't kosher. So someone who's bit by a rabid dog, can he eat from the dog's liver? So Ramasya ben Charesh says, of course, it's mutter. It's like we have a similar issue by someone suffering from jaundice, can he eat from a donkey meat? So Ramasya says, one is permitted, we know, it's not one of the big three, you're permitted to eat non-kosher meat to save someone's life. And the Gemara in Yuma Pei Daled explains, so why do the Chachamim say it's because they say Ein bo mishum refuah. It's not a refuah gemura, it's not a refuah beduka, we'll see the Rambam. It does, even though people take it, but it's not really a cure. So therefore, the Chachamim say, no, you can't violate an Issa Deraisa on some better medical cure. And Rashi explains that Rav Masna Shita is, he thinks they're legitimate, but you know, that they're accepted. Machokas at first continues to be whether legitimate refuahs. However, the Mefarshim point out that we don't try to have a machokas in Metzias, because we assume the rabbis tested it and saw it, so everyone has to agree to the facts on the ground. The Ramasi agrees with the Chachamim that the liver of a dog or meat of a donkey, they don't have the genuine scientific curing power. Nevertheless, since people, doctors always give it, or whoever give it, so psychologically they do have an effect. So therefore, what we know as the placebo effect, the chance that it might have a placebo effect and cause one to get better, mental grounds are sufficient for eating of non-kosher meat. And the Rambam in his Perush HaMishnayos points out that the Chachamim say, nevertheless, not because they don't work ever, because they're not natural or science, it's not a refuah beduka. The Rambam says that one may not violate an Issa Deraisa for a segula type remedy because it's not dependable. So that's the Machlokas in the Gemara with the Rambam. And the Chida in the Birkei Yosef, he brings down that the Ramban and the Rashba disagree with the Rambam. That one is permitted to Machal Shabbos or to save a life, even if it's a segula type remedy. And he writes that it was reported that Rabbeinu Peretz, he once wrote an amulet on Shabbos for a woman who labored, who was in serious jeopardy. Her life was in danger. So we see there are other Rishonim disagree and say even Derech Segula, when it's permitted. And they bring from the Marsham, of the Bidayin Echad, Be'ir, Shahora Lechtov Kvito B'Shabbos, to send to another, and Be'ir, there was a whole ma'isa with Rav Shlomo Kluger, who went crazy on this Rav about doing it. So that comes down to this issue here. Are we allowed to violate an Issa Deraisa based on a Derech Segula? In other words, those who say yes say the placebo effect is enough of a reason that it's real. So it's not going to always work, but it works enough times to make you feel better. Well, the Brahman seems to say you need a refuah. That's in general. That was the Semorn Dakasha by David HaMelech when he asked Achitofel, could I do Mechikas Hashem and stop the waters from flooding? So what's the Shaila? Everyone knows Pikuach Nefesh. So that's what some of us are saying. No, everyone agrees that if on Shabbos you want to build a wall to protect you from the water and the whole community, then of course it's mutter, because that's the normal way of doing things. But usually throwing the Shem Hashem into water isn't a Derech Teva way of stopping a flood. So that was the Shaila. Could I violate an Issa Deraisa Mechikas Hashem through a Derech Segula method? Maybe Derech Segula through God a derech segula through modern medicine might be different derech segulas, and maybe it gets into Isra Mechik. Maybe there's no Mechik of the same if it's not done derech hashkasa. And that's also the Shiloh by Eliyahu HaNavi. Could he, who was a Kohen, how could he be Metamei for to save the dead? So, the question of course he can, it's Bikuach Nefesh. So that's the Shiloh. Doing some Derek Segula, Tchias HaMesim, is that enough? So maybe because he's a Navi Muksag, he knew he could do it. But that's the issue here in general. For Bikuach Nefesh and saving life is always okay. The Shaila is when it's Derek Segula, and that seems to be the issue about taking from the dog's liver or for the donkey, and whether you could write amulets on Shabbos, could you send tefillahs? In other words, kind of a Segula type remedy, not a Refua Beduka, is that permitted to be done on Shabbos? That seems to be a Machokas Rishonim. The Rambam versus others, the Ramban and the Rashba, and the Machlokas among the Achronim as well, the Shlomo Kluger and others.